Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tadao Effect. I am your host, Taquisha Davis. We are already in month 3 in this calendar year. Time is waiting on no one. I am half asleep at doing this episode, but when I tell you this word is important, and I need y'all to get it. I need y'all to want to get it. It's knowledge applied. I can speak all day. And you can enjoy me speaking and the words that are coming out of my mouth. However, it is knowledge applied. Take what you need and discard the rest. Your past is literally creates who you are in the present moment. And who you are in the present moment determines who you'll be in the future. So your past is actually creating your future. Which means you have to go back and heal the wounds and let go of them and learn from them and grow. I'm not sure why no one is really talking about that. Everyone is talking about creating everything in the future. Understand that you will only create in the future from the level where your wounds are in the past. You have to heal. You have to let go in order to create your future from a space of fulfillment, peace, and joy. Most of the time, the only things you lose are what was built for a person you no longer are. And as you continue to grow, things are going to naturally fall away from you. That is a part of life. That is a part of being human. And it's supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to be easy. To let go of things you love or that you wanted. But it's also an important thing to make yourself endure and process it. Because if you don't, you become suffocated beneath. All the things that you have outgrown are no longer in alignment. Because as you grow, certain energies fall off. And then the life inside of you that wants to be lived also gets suffocated beneath. It's not supposed to be easy to unwind yourself from the things you love. It's always going to be a challenge. Painful for us, for some of you. It's not about getting to a place where it's not painful, but willing to endure that pain and have resilience through that. Resilience, by the way, is not I don't feel anything. It's that I can go to the depths of this feeling and process it. And I'm going to come on the other side and I'm going to be okay. Choose your heart. Because nothing of value comes easy. I love you guys. I'm going to give me some rest. Meditate on this. I love y'all. Until next time, take care. Peace.